The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. Today's topic, questions and answers on the webinar on the potential of digital health and information systems for health in the fight against the pandemic. On June 1st, 2020, in collaboration with the Department of Health Informatics of the Italian Hospital of Buenos Aires, the Università Oberta de Catalunya, the University of Illinois Center for Health Informatics, the Laboratory for Technological Innovation in Public Health of the University of Buenos Aires, the Central American Health Informatics Network, RECAINSA, the Pan American Health Organization and the Inter-American Development Bank launched the webinar series Share, Listen, Act COVID-19, the potential of digital health and information systems for health in the fight against the pandemic. There were 990 registered attendees. In this podcast, we offer responses to some of the questions received during the webinar. Question number one, how important are geolocation tools in this pandemic? Countries have used geolocation tools during the quarantine to carry out contact tracing, to identify risk areas, and track social mobility and adherence to preventive isolation measures. Additionally, integration of these tools with self-testing applications makes it possible to estimate potential outbreaks and levels of contagion risk. Question number two. How important is the public's participation in self-assessment through applications on mobile data networks? Self-assessment, as it is often called, is a questionnaire that varies in length depending on who designed it. It consists of a series of questions on various symptoms associated with COVID-19 and can also include social demographic questions and questions about past travel. Its purpose is to identify people who run a greater risk of contracting the disease, which helps to speed up access to diagnosis and adjust mass testing strategies in healthcare for those who test positive. As a result, it helps slow down the spread of the infection in a given population group. Question number three. Has there been a change in the IS4H goals due to the coronavirus pandemic? No, the goals of the IS4H initiative are more urgent than ever, as it is essential to act on governance, information and data technology, knowledge management and sharing, and innovation. However, priorities have been adjusted to respond to situations that require short-term and medium-term actions. Question number four. How could we regulate news or publications on social media that spread disinformation and cause panic? It is always difficult to strike a balance between regulating and restricting freedom of expression, which is included in most constitutions throughout the world. It is also very difficult to regulate information on global computer networks. However, the response must be based on awareness and early education, so that academic institutions can teach the concepts of infodemics, disinformation, and infoxication at all levels of vocational training. Considering the current pandemic situation, the main concern is to focus on reliable sources of information and follow social media accounts that respect standards for sharing evidence-based information. Question number five. What will be the role of telemedicine in the post-COVID-19 world? Telemedicine is a service that existed before the pandemic for several decades. However, this pandemic has created a situation in which the use of telemedicine, as well as other technologies, services, and digital applications, has been strengthened and encouraged for countless reasons. Among the most important of these is to prevent a collapse of health services due to in-person appointments and, at the same time, to encourage people with adequate connectivity to stay home and follow their treatments remotely, safely, and sustainably. Question number 6. How can countries determine the condition of their information systems and whether they are prepared to fight this pandemic? The Pan American Health Organization, in collaboration with the Inter-American Development Bank and other partners, has developed and implemented a tool that measures the maturity level of different information systems, emphasizing the following strategic areas: data management and information technology, governance and management, knowledge management and sharing, and innovation. The maturity level is analyzed by considering the key capacities in each strategic area and at each level of the maturity model. An organization could present different maturity levels in each strategic area. In addition, complementary tools developed by the Inter-American Development Bank and other partners exist to measure progress in the implementation of electronic medical record systems. Question number 7. How can we offer digital platforms to people who have no internet access? It is important to identify existing channels and then analyze options to use them effectively. Additionally, it must be clarified that digital health is not intended only for devices with internet access. Although internet access is very important, it is not the only means available. Digital health and digital health platforms can and should be designed to include other types of access, for example, cellular telephone networks. In Latin America and the Caribbean, approximately 37% of people do not have internet access. However, there are 109 subscriptions to cellular telephone plans per every 100 people. Digital health platforms can use SMS and voice messages to remain in contact with those who lack internet access. For more information on information systems for health and for answers to even more questions, please visit www.paho.org/ISH. This podcast has been produced by the Pan American Health Organization.